right?
Well, 8 miles is a lot of.
But not this bill. This bill was like.
Not this. This bill allows transfer from anywhere to anywhere. What we have discussed and what our planning consultant has discussed, which Mr. Baker has alluded to, is if you decide to customize your own transfer of development program, you can then make it as small or large a trading area as you want. One of the things we've heard loud and clear is do not trade any density into the environmentally sensitive developing area. We've heard that loud and clear. This bill doesn't say that.
Right.
This bill would allow that. What we've heard you say, I think, is that you won't even talk about any trades unless they're on a very small footprint where the land that's being preserved can be appreciated by the folks that are accepting the increased density, all in the same community kind of thing. And, you know, you've had some discussion about that. And our consultant may bring discussions like that to you as we work on this comprehensive plan review. But those are your decisions to make, and you can customize that program any way you
and
want.
And it gives us permission to do that.
If we think we need to do it. That's the other question, gentlemen. I don't think we still need to do it.
Bill, as it's proposed, says that if you have your own TDR program, this doesn't take effect.
Right.
So if we had any kind of program at all, I think this, even if it passes and becomes law, is then a moot point.
Right.
But if we don't have one, you're saying a developer could go and use that tool
and force the county to
trade development rights?
Yeah.
Would be required.
We would have to still have a program.
If this passes and we don't have any program at all in place,
that kicks in.
Then this would take place, and there could be trades from Gumboro to Bethany Beach, just like you said, you didn't want. This would allow that sort of thing.
Okay. The state has a TDR program?
Law that's being proposed.
Right, but it doesn't really spell out, though, a program, does it?
No, it doesn't give any details about the small micromanaging.
Well, I'm asking Jim then. Jim, there'd be no way for somebody to actually take that legislation and use it because even the state doesn't have a program that they can say, here's what we're going to use. Somebody's going to develop a program. If we don't do one and the state adopts this,
And this requires you to set up a bank to hold the development
the
rights.
You say you oppose it, George.
I oppose this, I oppose TDR programs in general.
Mr. Phillips?
Opposed.
Mr. Dukes?
This is the one where it's mandatory in the receiving area to increase base density by 2 units to the acre, I think.
Right.
I just found it on this, and I'm not cold on like long. This is 33 pages, but on page 23, it explains that where it'd be mandatory, you'd have to take 2 more units per acre.
Right.
We've got a lot of opposition from the towns and municipalities over this.
Exactly.
Definitely. And I oppose this particular one.
Mr. Roger?
I think the bill as that form is a dangerous bill.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that nobody really wants, and even people that want TDRs, it's not in their favor. I think TDRs for the agricultural community where you want to limit density it's a good tool to have in the box if it's in a radius area of that area.
Right.
Because there's not enough receiving areas at the beaches for everybody to put them down there. And I think, you know, when a developer or someone goes to a farmer and says, I want to buy your property, government ought to be here as a resource for them, saying, you know, there's more options than what you've been offered, X number of dollars per acre. You can get into a TDR program or you can get into, you know, ag preservation or whatever. There's a lot of different options, and we need to have all the tools in our box to be a resource for the constituents, and especially the ag community, when pressure's put on them to develop, and they could still enjoy their land if they TDR their thing. So I think it's a good tool if it's used properly. But that bill right there is dangerous.
Yeah, well, Mr. Dukes pointed out that this does require density increases, which is the thing that state planning has been opposing with us so much, is density.
Well, and what makes
requires us to increase density is a requirement.
And what makes TDR so delicate now is a lot of the governments and the municipalities have changed from grassroots to out-of-staters being elected, and they don't want the where state planning says you need to have it in high density growth areas, they don't want any or can't accept any more due to infrastructure situations. So that bill right there would force it upon them, and I don't think it's a good deal.
Okay, gentlemen. Let's see.
That should be the end of the run.
That's the end of what we were working on.
Okay.
If you want to discuss the overlay bill that we're expecting to see. I have the draft bill in front of me. We can discuss it, or we don't have to discuss it. That's up to you. This bill has not yet been introduced.
Okay. Why don't you put it on the agenda for next week, then?
Okay, we'll do.
Is everybody cool with that?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm cool.
Okay, thank you.
Pouring this subject out. I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted?
Thanks.
Okay. That's cool. Mike?
I need a... Good morning. I have a couple items on my agenda. They're all relatively straightforward. The first is in regard to the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. Delaware Avenue Extended was a small project that we designed and constructed to serve 14 existing homes. These folks have been waiting for a while to have sanitary sewer, and that project is now substantially complete, and I have a motion I can read.
Please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective December 14, 2007 for Sussex County contract number 04-04, Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, Delaware Avenue Extension to Bunning and Murray Construction Corporation, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Okay. Motion, gentlemen? Somebody make a motion? Hey, I got all day. We're working on it, Mike. Soon as I get them all, wake up.
Okay. Realize it was controversial.
anything up here, you know how it goes.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We move to second, and we approve the motion as read by Mr. Izzo. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Phew.
Second item is a...
First day, man.
Come on, Hillary. Hey, come on, Hillary.
This is my talking.
I have two items regarding the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Basically, we had two contracts. For contract A, we actually issued substantial completion last month. However, I now have the balancing change order, which is a credit in the amount of $129,000, which will reduce the contract amount, and I have a motion I can read regarding that.
Yeah, I'll probably wake up for that one.
Okay. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultants, Whitman Recort and Associates, LLP, that change order number one for Sussex County contract number 06-01A, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, with Edward McGinn General Contractors be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $129,575.67 for a new contract total of $3,385,705.05, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
I get a motion, Mr. President.
It's been moved to second that we approve the balancing order change number one, as stated by Mr. Izzo.
Of course you get up there faster.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Okay. I figure you weren't paying attention, George.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
My final item is the second contract for Miller Creek. We're requesting substantial completion there as well. We actually brought this project in early, and I have a motion granting substantial completion. Being moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Recort and Associates, LLP, and the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective December 20, 2007 for Sussex County contract number 06-01B, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, to American Paving Corporation, and that the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Motion, gentlemen.
So, second.
It's been moved and second that we approve the substantial completion as stated by Mr. Izzo. Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I hope this is going to be the, you know, you're setting the tone for the rest of the year, Mike. Everything coming in early and saving money.
There you go.
That's it.
You don't have a, if you don't have a motion like that, we don't want to see it, but I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Sounds good.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
I'll go too, hurry up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Check those out. I hope you're was a little better than the last one.